The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Friday. I'll give you some strings. Horn section. Oh, yeah. Glad to bring it for you. Carrie, you are crazy. What day is it anyway? Where's Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
You betcha. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
You know what? In a pretty good mood. Not bad. Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom. Uh-huh. Say what? Bring it now. Take it up a notch. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. Or joepags.com. Love to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we will move on. Carrie, how are you? Looking good? Looking solid? That's a great looking shot. I love that shot.
Well, thank you.
No, it is.
So far, so good.
Yeah,
it's
Friday.
Yeah. What,
that's right. It took till Friday. And again, still the duck's feet under the water right before the show. We're still going, bah, bah. So, or that was me. But you look good. You sound good. So we're going to make it happen. Did you see my website today?
Thank you. I did not.
Wow.
What's going on?
What do I, how many years do we have to work together for you to click joepags.com?
I don't know. Maybe another 10.
Seriously, is that really?
I've been busy. I haven't done it today.
J-O-E.
Do I need to go to it right now?
And you also ignored my group chat to you earlier, asking you for a picture and a description.
I know.
Because I want to link you to your social media.
One.
Yes, you do.
I don't have a picture.
I'll take a picture of your face right now and put it on there if that's what it's going to be.
No.
Well, then
if you want any say
in what your face looks like on my website, I would get on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So maybe after a couple of bottles of wine this week and have Mario snap a picture with the cell phone.
Yes, I will. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Go to joepags.com, joepags.com. Unlike other talk show hosts who just don't care, I listen to the people. And what did the people say? The people said, we like the live video stream, but we can't find it on the website.
Oh.
So now you go to the website, and do you see the first thing you see is the live video stream?
It's right
Bam.
There.
Press
yeah,
play,
I see it.
And you're watching the show.
Nice.
Again, what happens is it rewinds for the entirety of 24 hours or until I do another show or another cut-in or something. People also said, damn it, can't find the interview you did. Bam, there it is on the website. Damn it, I can't find that parody that you did. Bam, it's on the website. Can't find that monologue.
Monologues.
Best monologue I've ever heard in my life, Pags. Can't find it. Bam, it's on the website. Now, I want to add a Meet the Team section. And I just need your picture, Polo's picture. And Polo's like, I said, I just need your picture and your social media. Polo says, can you add my anti-social media? That's the only response I got from you, Sam, or Polo today on trying to give you guys some love.
Love.
On the website. That's all I got. Are you seeing the website, though? Is it all right there?
I am. I see it, and it's beautiful. It's the best website I've ever seen. It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's great. It's fantastic. Yes.
I've got to get the president to say that about the website
awesome.
Now, like embed him saying that. Just go to the website. I make it easier for you, whether on mobile or if you're on a desktop. Now, if you're on a desktop or a laptop, you will see the links to social media. On mobile, you've got to click the menu to see the links for social media. We're working on that. But also, if I write an article, it's down below. And the news stories that we're talking about are on the left-hand side. I think that we've done a nice update. I appreciate Kevin for doing a great job with that. But again, people have been going on, and I need your parody. I can't find the parody. So now what I'll try to do is I'll go back and I'll find some of my old parodies, and I'll try to link them up there as well. And this way people can get the hell off my back. You know what I'm saying? They're always on my back.
Now, you can get off our back,
what
too.
Isn't on there...
I guess I gotta send you a picture.
I mean, there is some Carrie Lockie on there. Like in the parodies, you'll hear some Carrie Lockie, some Polo. But I want there to be a section so people can go and find out about you guys and go follow you on the social media. Why is that asking too much? Because I'm trying to boost you guys up a little bit?
It's not. It is not. And I wish I would have sent you a picture because then I wouldn't have to hear you complain about it. But I forgot. I saw it right before I left for work.
How could you forget? We did a study. We did a study at the radio station the other day, and it turns out in an 8-hour shift, you literally work 42 minutes.
What exactly is
a study we did internally, and I'm not able to show it to you.
I work very hard.
I wouldn't go that far. I heard that newscast top of the hour. So if you call that work, I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is, you at least could have responded, right? Couldn't you just respond?
Yes.
Polo did.
I could.
And Polo's response was rude and negative, but at least he responded.
I know. Okay. I'll respond during the break.
So I urge everybody watching and listening, go to the website, joepags.com, and we have revamped it, and it makes things so much easier for you to find the interviews that you want, the monologues that you want, the parodies that you want, and also the live video stream. If you're not near a radio, it's available for you as well in the first and the third hours of every program, Monday through Friday. The entirety of the weekend is on there on the live stream as well on Saturday mornings. So there you go. And Carrie, why did I do it?
For the people.
I did it for the people. I did it for the people. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Chip Roy on this program. Chip Roy is the Republican running for District 21 House seat in the San Antonio / Austin area. And Chip is looking to replace Lamar Smith. He'll probably win. But we talk about the climate of the national politics right now and what the Kavanaugh debacle did either for or against the Democrats, for or against the Republicans. It's an interesting conversation. We also have in this program Sheriff David Clark. Sheriff Clark, of course, retired from Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He has a lot to say about Kanye West at the White House. Is he buying that Kanye West is all in? And also, what can we do to continue to urge people to leave the Democrat plantation and think for themselves? So we talk about that as well. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The top story on Drudge is Robert Francis O'Rourke raising a bunch of money. Did you see this?
I didn't see that.
Top story trending on Drudge nationally is, they're calling it Beto-mania, I guess, a play on Beatles mania. But I guess he raised $38 million in the past few months. In the past few months.
That is a lot of change.
Can you imagine raising that kind of money and you're still going to lose by double digits? I mean, I think that's poor Robert Francis.
The new Quinnipiac poll I saw today had Cruz up by 9.
Yeah. And as these polls come out, the lead is widening, but Cruz isn't going to slow down. Cruz is not going to sit back on his laurels. He's not going to pretend like he's got it in the bag. He's going to keep on doing it, and they're going to debate soon. 4 days from now here in San Antonio, it's going to be moderated by Sarah Forgani, the morning anchor over on Ken's 5. Very good reporter, very unbiased person. I think that she's going to do a great job. So it's going to be interesting to watch. But the commercials that I see pop up on television, and you nationally aren't seeing these, but we do. You guys know who this O'Rourke guy is because Ellen has him on and The Late Show has him on. So you're aware of him. Many call him the Hispanic Robert Kennedy, which makes no sense because A, he's not Hispanic, and B, I don't even see the Robert Kennedy likeness. But this guy is trying to do what Obama did in 08. You know, we're together and diversity, and that's our strength. Well, the truth is, this guy is somebody who said he's open to abolishing ICE. He's a guy. I've got a piece of video that I saw yesterday where he literally says, just in some discussion about something different, that the United States stole half of Mexico. Recently. We just stole it from them. Carrie, I guess we went to Mexico and said, screw you, we're taking Texas. Is that how Texas became part of the United States?
It really happened. No.
Yeah, what happened was, for those who don't know, and you don't learn the Texas history wherever you happen to be, Texas was part of Mexico. Texas was treated so horribly and felt like they wanted freedom and liberty that Texas actually seceded from Mexico on its own and became an independent republic. Later, Texas agreed to be annexed by the United States. We didn't steal anything. What are you talking about? Santa Ana screwed that up. We didn't do anything. But Beto, who raises a bunch of money, doesn't seem to understand that. And he's got this it's a really strange mantra about how police are looking to kill the black people, about how ICE is no good, we shouldn't have any borders, and that we somehow stole Mexico. So when you watch these stupid commercials or hear them, where he goes on about, we just need togetherness, we need to just work together, Republican or Democrat, I'm just down for the people of Texas. He's lying. He's not. Not even close. Actually listen to what he's actually said, you know, when he said that the police are acting like the old Jim Crow. He really said those words. When he says that we stole half of Mexico from them. He really said that. You know, when he says he didn't try to leave the scene of a drunk driving accident. Well, the guy who reported him and the police report says he did. So, look, he can raise all the money he wants. The real deal is he's a flawed candidate who's lying in these ads, but just a little bit under the surface, you can find out exactly who the guy is. So it's an interesting story. I wasn't going to talk about Beto. Wasn't going to talk about him today. But there it is, the top trend on Drudge, and I found that to be interesting. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Quick break. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show for a Friday, a free speech Friday. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. From what some studies show, and Carrie can correct me if this is wrong, Robert Francis O'Rourke and his campaign are getting a lot of money from outside of Texas.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
And the reason why is you've got these stars pulling for you. You've got people who aren't Texans pulling for you. You've got, Ellen. You've got time to sit down with Ellen or do a live Facebook from your kitchen, but you don't have time to do a debate. Now CNN's going to give them a whole hour. I mean, New York, L.A., Chicago, Washington, D.C., they seem to think they can get Robert Francis O'Rourke to win. It's not going to happen. Again, I'm never going to say never until after the election, but it's looking bad for his campaign. It's going to be $38 million wasted, I hope. But I don't love that outside money can come in. Has Ted Cruz gotten money from outside of Texas? Yes. Yes, he has. And I would not nowhere near as much as O'Rourke. But I would be perfectly fine with a rule or a regulation, and I'm against regulations generally, that says you've got to be a resident of the state where the race is happening to donate to that campaign. Oh, that's not fair. Blah, blah, freedom of speech, whatever. I hear you. If we could do it and somehow still keep our freedom and liberty, I'm open to hearing ideas. Because I don't like that California can have such an impact on races in states other than California. I don't like that. And your response could be, well, you know, you could do the same thing. You could donate a bunch of money to people in California to help them win. Well, probably isn't going to help get rid of Moonbeam. Probably not going to help get rid of Newsom, who probably will be the next governor of California. Although it's a pretty tight race, to be honest with you, with the Republican. For me, I would like to see the people that are affected and represented by those who are running, I would like to see them inject the money. I would like to see that. I'd like to see it be a Texas pays, for the campaigns of the Texas candidates. Likewise in California, Maine, Florida, Hawaii, Alaska, everywhere. Because when you can take a Soros and inject $1 million into a local DA race and win that race just by flooding it with money, there's something wrong with that, in my opinion. That's some guy on some mountaintop somewhere saying, I deem Bexar County, Texas to be this. And because he has a bunch of money, he can make that happen. It's interesting to me. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Lots going on today. Let's start with some phone calls, man, on a Free Speech Friday. Why not? Let's say hello and welcome to Matthew in Tulsa. What's happening, Matthew? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Happy Friday, sir.
Back at you.
I think one of the best things, first off, Donald Trump has done is exposed a whole generation to politics from, right. I'm 33, born and raised in California, and I couldn't tell you the difference between a Republican and a Democrat 3 years ago. And then instead of just joining the Democratic Party, because that's what's popular in California, I did my research and figured out the difference and found that it's common sense to be a conservative, or a Republican.
Right.
And then about the Kanye West thing, I think that, you know, he's an easy target. But I wonder if Jim Brown, because there's no coverage about Jim Brown being there on the Democratic, you know, news networks. They just covered Kanye West. But if word for word, Jim Brown said the same exact things that Kanye West said, if they would try to destroy him like they are Kanye West, what do you think?
Well, Jim Brown actually sat silently. He's there. He's been a supporter of the president. He's a supporter of athletes standing for the national anthem. He's a supporter of traditional American values and loving the flag and the anthem. So he was there to support. But I believe when Kanye got done speaking, the president said, Jim, do you want to say anything? And Jim Brown said, yeah, no, right. I don't need to. So they would not attack Jim Brown the same way. But at the same time, Jim Brown was there with Kanye. So attacking Kanye and attacking what he stands for and what he said really kind of was an attack on Jim Brown. It's an interesting take.
Right.
I don't think Jim Brown would have been that guy. He's not as demonstrative, and not in his old age anyway, as Kanye West is. But
right.
He was there in support of it. And you'll notice most on the left acted like he wasn't there. I agree with you.
Exactly. And, you know, Jim Brown did an interview on Fox News afterwards and pretty much, you know, intellectually said the exact same things that Kanye West said.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, in support of people standing, even talking about, Spike Lee. Spike Lee was talking about that slavery was a part of our society, you know, or that's what it was built off of. And he basically called him a liar. Well, not a liar, but we need to get out of the past and focus on the future.
Right.
And, I mean, because Kanye West is from Chicago, and if anybody that was in Chicago and got out of Chicago and made something of themselves, they could easily be turned into a hero, you know, starting in the ghetto or whatever and getting out of it. So.
Listen, what Kanye West said was absolutely appropriate. And that's why my conversation yesterday with Tracy was absolutely appropriate. Kanye West is saying, I would rather jobs than jail cells. I would rather we make it here, like in Chicago, than make it overseas. I don't know why it could be ever deemed as a bad thing, what he said. In fact, it was a very good thing, what he said. It was pro-America, pro-urban areas in our country, pro-Chicago, pro-jobs, anti-crime, anti-prison. How could what he said have been taken as a negative by anyway? What was it that they were arguing about? And Carrie, correct me if I'm wrong here. I didn't watch and listen to everybody, but it appeared as though none of them said anything against what he said. They just were attacking the fact that he was there.
I believe you're right, yeah.
And attacking the fact that he shows...
pretty nasty, too.
Oh, yeah, but you call somebody a house Negro, that's a problem. And it's three people on a panel, black people on a panel on CNN. That's a major problem. In other words, shut your face, get back in line, get back on the plantation. And that's not okay. It's not. And we delve into that a lot with Sheriff David Clark when we have him on in just a little while. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I urge you again to stop by the website. I've redesigned it for you because you asked me to. joepags.com. Go there. Pretty simple links on the top if you're on a desktop or a laptop for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. I also believe there's a link now for YouTube. As you see the page, whether on your mobile device or on your computer, the first thing you'll see, the most prominent first one, will be the live video stream. If you can't get to the radio, put it on there. You can scroll down, see parodies, you can see monologues, you can see interviews, and I'll update that daily. You'll also see the news stories that I write and the news stories that we use, that Carrie uses for our show. And hopefully it's easy enough to navigate. I hope to put a Meet the Staff link, but Carrie, Polo, and Sam all basically spurned me today. They all said, forget it, we're not doing it.
Come on, we did not.
Did you send me anything? Did you even respond?
No.
Okay.
I did
not. All right, what? Come on, what? Here you go. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Redesigned the website. I urge you to stop by JoePags.com. You'll see the live video stream is prominent. Just press the little play button, little arrow, and there you go. You see us. If you can't get us on the radio, go check us out there. Also, as you scroll down, you're going to see new sections for parodies. You guys are asking for them. I put three up there now. Carrie, I got to go through my library, and there are tons that I can put up there, but right now it's just three.
Large library.
Well, okay. I do. I mean, I've got hundreds of these. Do you realize I've done hundreds of them?
I know. Wow. Whew. That's a lot.
Wow. Why do you act like it's a negative?
A lot of. I was going to say something.
Why can't you be nice? Why can't you be nice on a Friday?
I am being
nice. Today is my Friday. Why can't you be nice?
It's rude.
I should put a segment. I should put a section on there. Maybe I'll add a section. Mm-hmm. Carrie being rude to Pags. And it could just be hours and hours.
Right.
Hours and hours of video of you just treat me like crap. True.
And we need another one about Joe.
About how much I take care of you,
Carrie.
How I look out for you.
About Joe being rude to Carrie.
How I've been the best friend you've ever had.
You do look out for
me.
Yeah,
we should do that one.
Yep. Really?
Yep, absolutely. By the way, Alyssa Milano, who was great in Commando, there's news on her today, right?
So I've heard. There is.
We'll talk about her in a second. A lot of people calling in.
She's wanting
something. Now, interesting point about outside money going to people, you know, like California money coming to Beto, Taco Beto, Beto, Carne Guisado Beto, O'Rourke.
That's a new
He's
one.
A fine fellow, that O'Rourke. What is he? Call himself Beto? So you got this California money coming in to millions and millions of dollars. And I just, it's stupid. You can't vote for him. He's not going to be your senator if he should win. How much money must you have just to waste it on a guy that you will not be affected by at all?
Yes, but they want Democrats to control everything. Then it'll be different. It'll be better.
It'll be better. Why? Because we're raising taxes? Because we'll abort those babies. Let's abort those babies. Abort those babies. Mm-hmm. It's like a cheer for them. It's weird. So I don't get it. If you had a bunch of extra money, and you probably do, would you send money to like Nebraska and just start backing some candidate?
No, I would not. Not one penny.
Doesn't make any sense to me. Mm. It doesn't make any sense. And what does Judge Judy say, Carrie? If it doesn't make sense, then it's not true.
Okay.
And then she says, hurry up. It's sushi day. Hurry up.
It's sushi day.
Have you watched Judge Judy ever?
I have never seen Judge Judy.
Judge Judy at this point is making $95 million a year or something, right? This is the show. Yeah. It's about 22 minutes of content, right? And the entire show is the two people walk out. All right, you say this happened over here at the park and the dog bit it. This one over here says the dog didn't bite. Let me tell you what's going to happen. That's stupid. I don't believe you. Let me tell you, not
it's
starting
like
out right with
court
me.
From the 80s,
here's the bottom line. That's not going to happen. Not in my court. This is my playground. You know, this is not an audition. All right, get out of here. Case dismissed. Sushi day. And the people don't even talk anymore.
I can make $95 million doing that. That sounds like fun.
Carrie, the people don't talk on the show anymore. They walk out, get themselves
all
dressed
Judge
up.
Judaism.
They fly in. From wherever they came from, and they don't say a word. She decides the entire case in about 2 seconds, and then launches them out of there. You're out of here. It's sushi day.
I love it.
Or she'll the, another one. Where'd you go to law school? Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, I did. My father did put me through law school because I'm beautiful. Okay, put me through because I'm smart. She just doesn't care. And then the people,
not.
And if the person who looks like he's winning says, "Can I add something?" She says, "Does it look like you're losing? Does it look like you're losing?" I wouldn't say anything if I were you.
Okay.
So why even have the people there? She should walk out, just do the case with no people standing there, decide the case, and go eat sushi.
Done. Yeah.
And yet I watch it every day. So who's the one with the problem? Is it her or me? I'm guessing it's me.
I think it might be you.
Yeah, I'm guessing it probably is.
With Judge Judy. Yeah.
Judge Judy, you know, she's my girl.
Oh.
I should have her on sometime and call her girl. She'd hang up on me in a second. She'd yell at me, and then she'd hang up on me.
Order.
And by the way, I do watch the People's Court, too. The People's Court is still around. It's Judge Marilyn Millian.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she rocks.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Let me go to the phone line, say hello to David in Houston. David, what's going on? Hi. Come on, David, you're on. Nah, David's not there. Let me go back to the phone line. It's going to be David, another David. Hi, David, what's going on?
You there?
Yeah, man. What's happening?
Hey, got a new solution for Siri. I just wanted to float it out there.
Sure.
Generally speaking, the new solution is the same as the old solution. You know, we need to work with a legitimate government of the sovereign nation of Syria, led by their duly elected President Bashar Assad. Being very specific, the Russian Orthodox Church, they have a plan for the Christians, and they're not looking to proselytize. They're not looking to convert anybody to Christianity. All they're asking for is restoration. And, you know, take things back to where before the deep state in the swamp decided, you know, they had to have regime change. And I'm volunteering to go. I got a 4-man crew ready to go. And
I'm sorry, David. What is your 4-man crew going to do? Because you've got Russia in there on Syria's side. You've got ISIS that's being backed by Iran. No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go in there with Russia.
You're going to go in with Russia and do what?
Help rebuild.
You and three other guys.
Have you ever seen how much? There's a whole lot of concrete needs to be poured over there.
All right, David, so I just want to make sure I understand. You and three other guys are going to go in there, and if ISIS shows up to cut your heads off, you're going to say, hey, I'm David from Texas.
That's rebuilding. That's why I'm going in with the Russians.
I'm rebuilding some stuff.
That's why I'm going to. There's a lot to be rebuilt over there, and maybe we can get something going where America and Russia could maybe work together a little bit.
David, I'm going to say this as directly as I can because I love you like a brother. Stop thinking about going to Syria. That would be dumb. We cool?
Well, all right,
brother, appreciate you. There you go. I mean, Carrie, I'm trying to be honest with the guy.
Yeah.
I'm helping David out.
Dangerous.
Don't go to Syria. Yeah. Have I been clear about that?
Yes, you have.
So on Free Speech Friday, if anybody else calls in and tells me how they'd like to go to Syria, let me just give you right up front what my answer is going to be. Don't go to Syria. All right, again, am I being direct? I'm being direct, right?
Very clear.
All
yes,
right.
You are.
It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Back at it. It's going to be Marvin, who's in California. Marvin, are you donating to Beto O'Rourke?
Hey, Joe, not decided on that yet, but of course I'm really all in with John Cox for the governorship. We hope
we
can get him
in. I hope that happens. I really do.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a conservative many years. I should mention also I'm African-American and a conservative for many years. Didn't vote for President Obama in both elections, and I
Marvin, you stop right there. If you're black or African-American, you are required to vote for Barack Obama. What's the matter with you?
Well, I have to say my conservative values are so strong that it forced me to maintain my conservative view.
Well, God bless
you.
Thank goodness you're a man who can think for himself and didn't take what everybody was telling you what to do. Good. What else?
All right. No, I wanted to take you to task on what you had said yesterday.
Sure.
Because even though I've been a conservative for many years, you were discussing yesterday about the admission guidelines into Harvard, and you were discussing that to you it seemed unfair to admit students into Harvard based on anything other than their academic prowess. Is that correct?
No, I said their qualifications. But go ahead.
Or their qualifications. Okay.
I didn't even say the word academic. I just said their qualifications. They should admit the most qualified people, not people based on their race, ethnicity, or skin color. But go ahead. I'm listening.
All right. So now, myself as a true dyed-in-the-wool conservative, I totally take disagreement with you, and I think it's you have, like many people, have misunderstood conservatism in this aspect.
Oh, okay.
I believe that conservatism actually has to take into account the circumstances that affect a group of people, and this is my point, Joe. My point is simply this: admission into Harvard is not solely predicated on educational prowess. To say that
it should
would
be.
Be to
it
give
should
the
be.
Listen,
stop for a second. I've let you on my show now for 2.5 minutes, and you haven't said what you're trying to say yet. Just say it. You're taking me to task. I'm not conservative enough because why? Just tell me why.
Because Harvard does not admit students based on just economic prowess, because
not economic, educational. Go ahead.
Scholastic prowess, because all of these students are within a razor's hair of each other. So to be even considered for Harvard, you're already talking about students that are far above the mark.
So Marvin, you haven't told me where I'm wrong yet. So let me give you an example. You're a black guy. I'm a white guy. Although I'm Southern Italian, I'm not really white. I'm more of a something other. But either way, I'm a white guy. You're a black guy. We both have the exact same score. Harvard says we're going to take the black guy because we don't have enough of him, and we're not going to take the white guy. Is that fair?
It is never as simple as that.
Yes, it is. It's exactly that.
No, wait, hold on a second. It's never as simple as that. There are many subjective things, such as
like what?
The obstacles that you have overcome.
Who cares?
Such as the
obstacles that we overcome do not. No, stop. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you had one parent and I had two, or if I had one parent and you had two. It doesn't matter if I had an arm amputated and you didn't.
No,
it doesn't matter. Hey, here's what I'm telling you.
You're
not listening. Harvard is making it that simple. What Harvard is saying is quite literally this. We have too many Asian people going to school here. Because of that, we're going to grade Asians lower for admissions and grade other than Asians higher, specifically Hispanics and blacks. That's really what they're saying. They're not saying because... Marvin, stop. Let me finish. They're not saying because Asians had a better life. They're not saying because blacks, generally speaking, come from lower income. They're saying we're doing that because there are too many ethnic or racially Asian people in our school, and it's not fair. Now, I'll hear you tell me why that's an okay thing to go by, because that's really what they're saying. Go ahead.
Joe, you are if you simply ask yourself, why do colleges ask you what is your community service? Why is that important? It is simply important because at a certain tier level, all of the students are almost exactly the same.
Well, Marvin, what I don't understand is why you're not listening to me. Harvard hasn't said anything about community service, about your plight in life, about your road to get there. Harvard is only making the decision on whether you're Asian or you're not Asian. That quite literally is the case. So you're making it something that it's not. So let me ask you again. Do you think it's okay for Harvard to say, this race of people is too widely represented in my school, so we're going to turn them away simply because that's their background? You think that's okay?
Absolutely, and I'll take it a step further.
Well, then you're not a conservative, not even for a second. You're not a conservative that believes in competition. Listen to me. You're not somebody who believes that we should gain the fruits of our labor. You're somebody who sees our skin color first. That's okay. You're allowed to, but you're not a conservative.
But, Joe, you're mixing up admittance into Harvard.
No,
nope,
I'm telling you the real story.
Hold on a minute.
I'm telling you the actual story. I've studied the law case. This is about Asians. It's not about anything else.
But you're confusing the case of Harvard is not denying a person the right
to
higher education.
Yes, they are. They're denying Asians because there are too many of them. I'm going to let you go. But before I do, I want you to tell the United States of America right now, Joe Pags just kicked my ass. Go ahead and say that.
Not even close. Not even close,
Joe. Oh, man. Listen, I love you like a brother, but you're dead wrong on this one. Get off my phone. Listen, Marvin's a great guy, Carrie, but was I misrepresenting the story out of Harvard? Isn't that exactly what they're saying?
No, yeah, I believe you're right.
Was it about community service?
Was it about what neighborhood you came from?
It's about whether you're Asian or not. And they really think that it's okay to now deny acceptance to Asians because there are too many Asians there. That's ridiculous. I have an idea. Put on your blinders and just go by what the grades are. And if you want to add to that community service, fine. That's not based on race or ethnicity or gender. If you want to go by work experience, fine. As long as it's not based on race, ethnicity, or gender. It's that simple. You're not a conservative person if you think that identity politics should play a role in whether you go to school or not. But I do love you like a brother, Marvin. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Right, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Alyssa Milano, who, of course, was great in Commando. Just dynamite. Should have won the Academy Award. And also, wasn't she a witch in something, Carrie?
Yes. Was it Charmed?
I don't know.
Right, Polo? Was that a TV show? Yeah. She was a witch.
Charmed. Was she playing a role?
I never watched it. Yes.
So, okay. I'm just wondering if, because I didn't know if you were actually saying she's a witch or she was playing one.
She was playing one on the TV show. Yeah.
I thought she was great on Who's the Boss.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That should have been an Emmy every year on Who's the Boss. Amazing. Yeah. But she's now decided that she knows how we could have helped Christine Blasey Ford. She has made that decision. We will talk about that after the top of the hour. Make sure you keep it right here. Meantime, let me tell you about Blink. Blink is the kind of rest assuredness that you're going to want when you're away from that, even when you're in the house. Even when I'm in my house, whether, you know, out in the patio or cutting a lawn or whatever, I'll get a notification on my phone if there's some sort of activity on one of the cameras that Blink provides. Blink is going to help you if you've got visitors that you didn't expect, or even worse yet, you've got somebody who shows up that shouldn't be there trying to steal your stuff or case the joint. You'll see what's going on. Blink has a live feed, too, that lets you monitor what's happening at the house anytime from anywhere, so you don't just have to wait for the notification. You could check in anytime. Because you listen to my program, you're going to get a very special deal right now from Blink, these great HD cameras that are motion-censored, and they're going to be activated if there's any sort of a movement around the camera. Go to this website, blinkprotect.com/pags. 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 Put in that code, and you're going to get 15% off and three cameras for way less than you can get from the other guys. So go check out Blink right now. Let me go to the phone lines in the time remaining. We've got about enough time for about one call, so let's make it quick. Charlie in Minnesota. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Got a question for you about an underreported story.
Sure.
What do you know about Cardinal Vigano, ex-Cardinal McCarrick, and the abuse scandal that's going through the Catholic Church right now?
I don't know anything about it other than I don't like the Pope's response to it. And the reason why I left the Catholic Church many, many years ago, I'm non-denominational Christian now, is because of how they mishandled, how disgusting a lot of this abuse that was. That they hit it, they moved priests around. I don't know about the specific ones that you just mentioned, though.
McCarrick, formerly the Archbishop of Washington, resigned being a cardinal because of allegations, credible and substantiated accusations that he had abused both minors and seminarians during the course of his time, either as priest or bishop in his previous appointments.
Okay.
Vigano.
I don't have time for you to run through all of them. I told you I only had a minute. But here's my bottom line.
Oh,
if these guys have
a huge letter,
these
guys made a big stink.
Hey there. These guys have credible accusations, and they're corroborated. They should be tried. They should be held accountable, and there should be justice. That's what I believe. Quick break here. We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. All of that and more right there. We've redesigned the website. Go check it out. You've got the parodies there. You've got interviews there. You've got monologues there. And also the live video stream for hours 1 and 3. This hour, however, is, of course, on Newsmax TV on a Friday. Give me some strings. Horn section. Protein bar during the break. Like to get a snack after the first hour. Carrie.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
What day is it anyway? Where's Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
You know it. Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it is Friday.
You know what? Feeling spunky. Let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom. Say what? Bring it now. Take it up a notch. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Whatever's on your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we will move on. That's Carrie Lucky. Carrie, how's it going? How you feeling? How you doing?
Just fine.
Did not know it was Dressed Down Friday. Right. Good to know. It is 888.
How about that?
94. Mm-hmm. No, what does that say? Muskogee? Muskogee? You're an Okie from Muskogee? Is that what you're doing?
Representing Oklahoma again. I just can't get enough Oklahoma.
And the Oklahomans love it. The rest of the country's going, what is she wearing? What does she think? Look at Pags. He's got his nicely ironed polo working, and then you got that.
Mm-hmm. What you wear every day.
What does it say? Authentic Muskogee? I don't wear this every day. I've got a bunch of them. I've got a bunch of different colors.
Oh, excuse me. It's the same shirt. It's different color.
I've got one that's salmon. I've got one that's green. I've got one that's white. Mm-hmm. I've got one that's black. This happens to be a moderate blue. And I got to tell you, I might have to buy a different one. The chest is getting so big, I'm having a hard time keeping it inside. I just am.
Yes. Larger size.
All right.
If you
here's the deal. Now, this actually buttons right. I do have a couple of shirts that they're either going to show the chest hair or they're going to be choking me. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who makes a shirt like that? What man is built like that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Just keep it buttoned. Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to wear a shirt from now on. You want ratings. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't want that.
Right through the roof.
I think the ratings right through the roof.
Through the roof. Mm-mm. All right, so there's a lot going on. Bottom of this hour is going to be Chip Roy. He's a Republican running for Congress from District 21 in Texas. And we talk about what the Kavanaugh effect might be on the midterms. We talk about his time as chief of staff for Ted Cruz. We talk about Francis O'Rourke versus Ted Cruz race and much, much more. Make sure you stick around for that at the bottom. But I wanted to start with Alyssa Milano, who, by the way, was dynamite in Commando. If we can, let's start with Alyssa Milano has figured out.
Okay.
She's figured out how we could have, as a nation, helped Christine Blasey Ford. If you will, please.
Yes, from USA Today to Alyssa Milano, the Kavanaugh Ford hearing underscores a point many women have been arguing for nearly 100 years. The country needs an equal rights amendment. Now, the actress and activist who helped launch the Me Too movement with a tweet this time last year told USA Today that an ERA would have helped Christine Blasey Ford, who testified in an emotional Senate Judiciary Committee hearing last month that she was sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh in high school. Kavanaugh denied those allegations and others and was sworn in Saturday as a Supreme Court justice. When we are not in the Constitution for any protections except for the right to vote, I think that allows for a perspective of lesser than, Milano said. It'll just put us women on an equal footing in the legal system, particularly in areas where women have historically been treated like second-class citizens, especially in cases of domestic violence and sexual assault. At the string of Me Too scandals involving Hollywood, congressional and newsroom leaders have reignited interest in constitutional protections against sexual discrimination when the ugly drama over Kavanaugh's confirmation poured gasoline on it. It showed millions of women again that the systems in the country do not represent or defend them, said Carol Robles-Roman, co-president and CEO of the ERA Coalition. That's why the next battle must be the one to amend the Constitution to put women in it, she said. Elected officials have made limited progress in changing laws in the wake of Me Too scandals, and ERA advocates say would make the most definitive difference because it would not be subject to the whims of legislators and presidents. And the amendment may be just one state away from ratification after Nevada ratified it in March 2017 and Illinois in May. Even if it is ratified by a 38th state, there will still be giant legal hurdles for the amendment. Advocates say the record number of women running for office and the possibility of a Democratic wave election in November could help push it forward. Voters elected more new women to Congress in 1992 than in any previous decade after Professor Anita Hill testified on sexual harassment allegations against Clarence Thomas during his confirmation to the Supreme Court. Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, an ERA advocate who was among those elected that year, said the Kavanaugh Ford hearing will once again galvanize women to vote because so many women are outraged and identify with Ford.
Yeah, just stupid. I mean, just they're both a couple of liars, first of all. The whole idea that somehow Anita Hill is why more women ran, who's done that study? I haven't seen that study. Maybe it was just time. Maybe there just happened to be more women running. And I'm fine with men or women running. I don't care who runs. And I'm a man, evil man, white, evil man, Christian, evil white man.
Yeah, worse.
So, yeah, I'm the worst of the worst. Although, again, Southern Italian, so I'm not really a WASP. So that might actually, you know, change. I'm not Anglo. But either way, at the end of the day, Alyssa Milano, great. Have I mentioned just dynamite in Commando? Wow, she can really do some acting.
Many times.
Dang, yes. You know, did she get the Academy Award for that one?
No, she did not.
No matter what happens, run. And she said, okay, Daddy, I'll run. It's just, it was just great. It was just love between Schwarzenegger and Alyssa Milano.
Terrible.
But the bottom line for me is she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Why on earth do we need an Equal Rights Amendment? The Constitution is for all Americans. The Constitution covers everybody. The Constitution is not for men. And women just have to do what their husbands say. And for anybody in this day and age, in a first world nation like the United States of America, to suggest that we are the country that needs to be taken to task because we somehow treat women unfairly or unequally, that's somebody who's just not very smart, albeit a great actress when she was 9. Look at Saudi Arabia. Just look. Look at Egypt. Look at how people are treated in Yemen. Look at even Afghanistan. Look at those countries and you tell me that women are treated equally. You know, when a woman is really deemed to be 50% of a man. When a woman, if she doesn't cover to her ankles, there are Sharia police in Saudi Arabia to come and tell her you better cover your ankles. You tell me about, you know, inequality for women in the most equal country on planet Earth. In fact, our laws guarantee equality for women. And if you aren't being treated equally, there are laws that will be your recourse. You can bring redress to the government. Why is she acting so stupid? I don't understand. Does she think people will believe that? And there's some ERA coalition? Now, if you want to talk, well, women in the movies aren't making anywhere near as much as men. Well, that's about getting equal pay for equal work. You talk to the movie makers about that. I won't star in your movie if you don't pay me as much as you pay the guy. And then either they go on to a different woman or they rise up to your demands. That's a different thing completely. That's not constitutional. That's not about rights. That's not about equal treatment under the law. I mean, what exactly does she think an ERA amendment would, an equal rights amendment would do? Blasey Ford would have been just as incredulous and just as uncorroborated as she was last week. An ERA in the Constitution is A, unnecessary, it would be redundant, and B, it would not have changed a damn thing that happened in the past 3 or 4 weeks in this country. Nothing. Yet, what was that, USA Today that wrote that?
Yes.
USA Today thought that was a story. Help me understand. What am I missing? It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Your phone calls when we come back. If you can't get through, go to @JoeTalkShow on Twitter. I live tweet during the program. Bottom of the hour will be Chip Roy. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show for a Free Speech Friday. Carrie, it's funny because people on social media will so often get annoyed with me when I say, hey, and it's a Free Speech Friday. Every day is free speech in my country, Pags. Right. What's the matter with you?
Oh, chill out. People on Twitter are just kind of nasty today.
Got a Motown Monday. Got a Crazy Train Tuesday. Hump Day Wednesday. Thursday, we're feeling all right. We've got a Free Speech Friday. Mm-hmm. Why can't these people play along?
I know.
Was somebody nasty to you on Twitters?
Yeah, apparently because it was making him sick because I said I believe you're right to you one too many times, apparently.
You believe that I'm right, you should say that you don't?
So, I guess. I don't know.
Did he just write it to you? Because I didn't see that one.
It made him sick. I thought you were in.
Am I on it? Because I will light that dude
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you are.
Who the hell does he think he is?
You are,
what's the idiot's name?
Like,
let's call him out.
Okay. Well, I know.
No, what's his name? Let's go.
But you are in it. No, you are in it.
Record with Twitter account. Happens on, come on, help me out here. Ted Cruz.
First name is John.
I get a lot of crap in my Twitter. You can't tell me who it is? Serenade us on the radio. I don't see it. Yeah, retweet it to me or something. So, yeah, we'll light him up. We'll put out his Twitter account on the air, and then we'll have people go bomb him or something. Twitter bomb, not a real bomb. Get a clue. All right, so there's a lot going on. I want to get to the phone lines here. Alyssa Milano is completely disconnected. And as I said, but I didn't say this specifically, but as I said, we already have equal rights in this country. If somebody doesn't treat you equally under the law, let me know, and then we'll make sure that we back you on that. The 14th Amendment specifically does say, you know, due process, say, under the law, it's got to be equal. That's the 14th Amendment is what was used to say marriage, you know, between two men or two women is legal because you can't make a law that would apply to only some people and not others. I mean, the 14th Amendment does that. A lot of people would like to change the 14th Amendment for a couple of reasons. It's also the amendment that says if you're born here, you get citizenship, and anchor babies are anchor babies and have citizenship because of that. Did you send it?
No, I haven't yet.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, I can accidentally liked it. I don't want to like it.
You liked it?
But I don't want to retweet it out to everybody.
Can you learn how to use Twitter, please? How long does this format have to be around?
I know.
And you're not allowed to say that you agree with me.
I don't use it very often.
Let me go to the phone lines
as
Carrie tries to figure out Twitter. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello to line one.
No.
It is Angelo in Washington. Hi, Angelo. What's going on?
Oh, Joe. I'm a little disgusted with California. I'm a fifth-generation California native that moved about 20 years ago up to Washington to get away from the idiots.
Okay.
There are an awful lot of really good conservatives in California. My cousin, being one of them, Brian Daly, who's in the legislature there in California.
Okay.
And for the northeast part of the state, he does a tremendous job. Marvin is not a conservative.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's why we had that discussion.
Yeah. Conservative Republicans say, you know, get a job, make your money, start a business, give us enough to take care of the roads, and take the rest of it and see what you can do with it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Marvin actually thought that we had to examine somebody's plight in life or their path to school and consider that for some reason in admissions when that isn't a consideration. Admissions should be about the best qualified candidate to go to Harvard. And Harvard said, not if they're Asian. And Marvin didn't seem to understand that. I mean, being a conservative means that you're colorblind. You don't care what somebody's racial background is or other background. We don't do identity politics. What we say is, are you the best qualified for the job? Good. Come on.
Get out there and do it. Let me see what you got. Marvin's not about that. Marvin's about quotas.
Exactly right. No, and Marvin thinks that you can make an educational decision on something other than educational qualifications. That actually makes no sense. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7240. Did you forward it? Did you figure it out?
Yeah, it should be there. Check.
Yeah, I don't see it. You're really bad at this.
I am not.
Horrible at this.
A couple people already even liked it.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's right there.
It
should be right there.
Don't
I just
it.
Did.
A guy suggested the Banana Boat song for a Beto parody. I already did a Beto parody.
What was it?
Beto. Beto. Beto, come and make me taco. It could work. What? That could work, couldn't it?
Well, it could, yeah. There's some possibilities there.
We could do all sorts of... we could have fun with that, no?
Yeah. It's not bad.
We could do something with it, I don't know.
It's not bad.
There's something wrong with these people. They always egg me into this kind of stuff. Back to the phone line. It's going to be line three and Kevin in Houston. Hi, Kevin, what's going on?
Big Joe!
Okay, seriously, you just screamed my ear off. What's going on, dude?
Oh, sorry, man. I love you, brother. And
thanks.
Love sister. My sister there from Oklahoma. Take it easy on her.
Okay.
She's doing a good job today.
If you say so.
About the Middle East, your comments earlier were great. There was a comment on the radio this morning that I listened to, and I couldn't stop laughing the whole day.
Okay.
This guy said, I trust the Middle East as much as gas station sushi.
Well, that's actually pretty good. Don't eat the gas station sushi. Don't.
My comment was, Joe, I listened to you for many, many years. I'm glad to get in.
Thanks, bro.
I really like to hear people cracking down on this war criminal, George Soros.
Yeah.
He is responsible for all the division in America. He funds all the left and many of the rights for this division. And look, like the deal with Kanye West, the man has a right to choose his ice cream. If he wants vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream, he can. If he wants to vote for the man he likes, he has that opportunity. That's what freedom is about.
Right.
Freedom is just another word that means nothing if it ain't free. If he can't vote for who he wants, it ain't free. But George Soros is an underboss for the Federal Reserve. He's an underboss. He's a war criminal.
Oh, he's a guy who gladly helped out the Nazis back in the day. He laughed about it on 60 Minutes. So the guy's not a good guy, and he should not have this kind of influence.
No, and he shouldn't be allowed to donate money for these candidates. And this is the – I mean, we've been lied to our whole lives. And Joe, I got to tell you, this. When I hear this, I just laugh. The feds have raised the interest rates. I go, the feds, you know – what feds are you talking about? The Federal Reserve? They're no more federal than Disney World.
But it's definitely a misnomer. The fact that they have this kind of power is nuts to me. As the president says, the Fed has gone loco.
Loco. Yeah. And then Soros sits there on this video and goes, we all need to play by the rules of the game. What rules? What game are we talking about? His game? Their game. I mean, we got two different games here we're playing, and that's the problem. They're not going to take America. There's too many strong people here. He's responsible for all this crap up in Portland, Oregon that's going on now, where these dead Antifa leaves that have nothing to do, that are paid by Soros, that are kicking women in the face, that are just trying to make their way to work, blocking cars. That guy that made a bad right turn, they dragged him out of the car, beat him up with baseball bats. Well, I got news for the nation here. I'm a Hell's Angel supporter, and I sent a word out to one of my brothers who's a vice president, okay?
Yeah.
And I asked him to send some brothers down to Portland and just drive around at night, okay, in these areas. And watch what happens if one of these Antifa little leaves even spit on one of these angels' bikes, and then watch what's going to happen, because these guys are afraid.
Yeah, but guess what? Yeah, but guess what? The media would say that the Hell's Angels started the trouble. Kevin, I love you like a brother. Get off the phone. And I got to do this because Kevin, as great as that was, I don't want to hear about my sister over there is doing a great job. Take it easy on her. Yeah, he had a good call, so I wanted to let him get out what he wanted to say, but he definitely was getting Rickrolled. There was no doubt in that. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. It'll be Chip Roy. He's a Republican candidate for the House of Representatives. He's going for District 21 in the great state of Texas. Happens to be the district where I live, and he's got an interesting perspective. He's also the former campaign chair for Ted Cruz. So he's got a lot of perspective on left versus right and the Kavanaugh effect. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, the live stream, and you're on Newsmax TV right now. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really glad to have on the program District 21 Republican. He's the candidate looking to replace Lamar Smith in the San Antonio Spring Branch Boulevardy area of Texas. It's Chip Roy. Chip, how are you?
Great, Joe. Really appreciate the opportunity to be on. Exciting times we got right now.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I want to start here. You're replacing a guy who's been in that job for a very long time. He's a very popular guy. Was the Senate or was the House Judiciary Committee chair? Is now the Science, Space, and Technology chair? And you're going into a position that hasn't really been available in a long time. So let's start with the primary season. 17 or 18 different Republicans went for this seat that's being vacated by Lamar Smith. You came out of the pack. How?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, Lamar Smith's been there for 32 years. He's been representing the district. It's a great district stretching from Austin to San Antonio and all through the Hill Country. It's a fantastic place. It's the heart of Texas. Congressman Smith did a great job. And, you know, we had a spirited primary, 18 candidates running. And we came through it, very simply put, by running as a strong conservative candidate that the people of this district knew could represent them, that they could count on to do what they said they would do when they get to Washington. People are tired of people going up there saying they're going to balance the budget, saying they're going to secure the border, saying they're going to give us health care freedom, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
And I've got the history and experience being Senator Cruz's chief of staff, a former federal prosecutor. I was worked on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And so I've got the experience, and I've been in the battles, and I'm proven. And so we worked hard. I had the great support of Senator Cruz, of Lamar Smith, and others, and we got through that crowded field in a runoff, and now we're running against a Democrat, and look forward to representing this district when people show up to vote in November.
And by the way, you will be my congressman, and I do believe that you're going to win. It's Chip Roy, a Republican, running for District 1 right here in the San Antonio/Austin area. Interesting that so many people came out and so many people make these promises. Chip, as you know, I've been doing this a long time, and politicians come on the program, and they'll lie, and they'll say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and they end up not doing any of that. Ted Cruz is a different kind of guy. He's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine. You worked with him. Donald Trump is a different kind of guy. These guys actually said what they would do, and Chip, damn it, they're doing it. Is that the kind of guy you're going to be?
Absolutely, and I was proud to be Senator Cruz's chief of staff for his first 2 years in the United States Senate. You'll remember in the fall of 2013 when Senator Cruz took the floor of the Senate with, unfortunately, not very much backing from many others in the Senate, but we had a strong effort to try to defund Obamacare, knowing full well that it was going to drive up the price of health care, drive up the cost of health insurance. And now we're seeing and feeling and experiencing the reality of that. And I was proud to stand with him and fight. And I'm proud to be running in the same year as he's running now for re-election, knowing that things are looking good and he's going to take down Beto O'Rourke if the people of Texas show up to vote in November. And I'm proud that that President Trump has been doing what he said he would do and challenging status quo and taking on the swamp. I mean, what we've gotten in terms of now, I think as of today, 29 circuit court judges, 2 Supreme Court justices, we're out of the Clean Power Plan, the so-called Paris Agreement, and got a tax bill across the finish line. We are truly moving the needle. And if he had a Congress that was actually doing what they said they would do, imagine what we can do. And that's what's going to happen in January if we make sure we send strong conservatives to Washington again.
It's Chip Roy running for U.S. Congress out of the 21st District of Texas. Chip, as you know, the tax cuts, that was just the preliminary thing. There's supposed to be tax cuts 2.0, but there's all this wrangling and talking about a blue wave and the blue this and that. And it's funny, when I hear blue wave, I think of the Tidy Bowl Man. I'm not sure why, but I think of that every time. But this alleged blue wave that's going to take over the House, are you committed to doing tax cuts 2.0 to continue to give people more of their money back in their paycheck, to continue to implore business to come back to the United States? Or is that just, again, political talk? And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, no big deal.
Well, look, number one, if you want a glimpse into what the House of Representatives will look like if we fail to make sure it stays in Republican hands, look no further than the Senate Judiciary Committee 2 weeks ago and the circus show we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings. That is precisely what we'll see in the House of Representatives when they try to impeach Kavanaugh, try to impeach the president. So we've got to do our job as conservative Texans and Americans and make sure we hold the House. And if we do, then we get busy focusing on making the tax cuts permanent and making continued changes to simplify them. But really, honestly, we've got to honor our commitment to secure the border, get health care freedom back so our costs go down, and make sure we balance the budget, and then get Washington out of the way of Texas, and we'll be a whole lot better.
What do you think the chances are right now? Because, it was going to be a blue wave. They're going to get the House and the Senate. Then it started looking like the Senate wasn't going to go blue. In fact, we probably will gain 2, 3, or 4 Republican seats if things go the way it looks right now. The House still is a toss-up. What are your feelings on this? I feel confident you're going to win, but I want everybody who's in this area to go and vote, either early voting or on election day. Don't take anything for granted, but I feel confident that you're going to win. What's it going to take to ensure that you've got a House of Representatives that doesn't go the wrong way? And the wrong way is just what you said. No more tax cuts. In fact, let's repeal them. Obamacare is going to stay put. Let's impeach the president. Let's impeach Kavanaugh. I don't know what the hell they're running on that's getting them any traction. But what is it that you can say right now to those watching and listening across the country that would ensure that the conservative base that you and I want to get out there gets out there?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been out going across the district talking to people nonstop for the last 10 months, in particular the last several, and I can tell you the enthusiasm over the last 2 to 3 weeks in light of that circus show I referenced a minute ago in the Senate Judiciary Committee, is extraordinary. The American people, particularly here in Texas, are really fed up with what they're seeing out of the Democrat left, a progressive agenda that's completely out of lockstep with everything they believe. Our Texas values run deep. That's why 1,000 people a day are moving to Texas. And while Governor Abbott is right to joke about building a fence on our western and northern borders to keep some, the reality is it's like the woman I talked to in Bernie, just down the road from where you live the other day, who came up to me. She gave me a nice contribution and said, Chip, you've got to win to make sure that we control the House so that Texas is protected, because I've got nowhere else to move, and I just moved here from California 2 weeks ago. Some people get it. They understand that the opportunity you have in Texas to thrive and to have prosper and to pass something down to your kids is so great. So I feel optimistic. I can't predict what's going to happen in the House, but this much I know. In Texas, we had 1 million Democrats show up for the first time in the primaries in March. But as you know, and I think you've talked on your show about, 1.5 million Republicans showed up.
Yeah.
We do our job, then Texas will send a message, not just to Texas and the rest of the country, but to the world, that we're going to continue to be the vanguard for liberty and make sure that we not just expand the Senate, hold the House, and then get busy truly taking advantage of this opportunity with a president willing to challenge the status quo.
It's Chip Roy, C-H-I-P, last name R-O-Y. Go and vote for him, District 21. He's running for Lamar Smith's seat. Lamar has had that seat for over 30 years. What's interesting is you brought up the Kavanaugh hearings a couple of times, and that's important because when the economy is so good and when we've got more money in the bank and we're going out to eat more often and we're spending more money at big box stores and we're seeing these numbers are off the charts, people get fat and happy. And they're not, why would I go and vote? Things are going great. I don't think they realize the ramifications, the consequences, if they don't get off their hands and go and vote. Do you think the Democrats, Chip, overplayed their hand in the Senate Judiciary Committee? I am Spartacus and interrupting and yelling and screaming and bringing up allegations that are uncorroborated. Did they just light a fire under Democrats or under Republicans?
I really believe that they lit a fire under Republicans that, frankly, was badly needed for the reasons you just articulated. Republicans were getting a little bit set and saying, well, we're doing well. This is great. You know, and they were kind of in that midterm doldrums. And the Democrats did a better job of anybody of lighting a fire under Republicans by overreaching, and not just overreaching in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where they definitively did and unfairly and undermined the process and was unfair to Kavanaugh and, frankly, unfair to Dr. Ford. They overreached. But it's also the overreach by candidates, candidates like Beto O'Rourke, candidates like my opponent in the Texas 21, who are running as avowed progressive socialists on agendas that are about impeaching Trump, higher taxes, more spending, less border security, for government-run health care, for more gun restrictions, for more funding for Planned Parenthood. My opponent has all of that on his website. You don't have to take my word for it. And I would encourage anybody listening, go look at my opponent's website. It is an avowed progressive liberal Democrat, and they overreached because they thought they could drive through this midterm election with progressive policies. And Texans, like they always do, are going to stand up and say, not in our backyard. We love freedom.
Yeah, but how does anybody, Chip, think that that's a winning combination? I'm open to abolishing ICE. Let's open the border. Robert Francis O'Rourke, I don't call him that, whatever nickname he's calling himself. He's not Hispanic. He's a fourth-generation Irish-American. Nothing wrong with that, but the bumper stickers only say B-E-T-O, which doesn't make sense to me. This guy actually said, and there's a piece of video that I saw just yesterday, some time ago, he said, we basically stole half of Mexico from them. I mean, this is who you're dealing with. How is it a winning combination to proud Texans? How is it a winning combination to proud Americans who really believe that we're a sovereign nation and it's okay to love our nation?
You know, it's definitively not a winning combination. And I think that's why we're seeing the recent polls for Senator Cruz, him now getting back up to a lead that seems normal, the 8, 9, 10 point lead.
Right.
The New York Times poll and this online poll and others. And I think we're going to see that hopefully across the state and across the country. I think they were betting on the fact that they had some sort of anti-Trump midterm ability to galvanize their forces and to drive out 2016 turnout with, you know, people like the levels that came out for Hillary Clinton on the other side of the aisle. I will say this as a caution to all your listeners. If we do our job as conservative Americans, conservative Texans, and show up to vote across the country, not just here, in every district, you've got a conservative choice, we'll do fine. But they're banking on Republicans staying home and Democrats turning up in waves. So they ran a hardcore progressive drive out their base agenda that's out of lockstep with the vast majority of Americans. And I hope that overreach will shine clear.
It's Chip Roy. I believe he's the only choice in District 21 for a United States House of Representatives. You know, Chip, last question. Are you like me? Do you think some center-left people, some people, Blue Dog Democrats, are just as happy as the rest of us are about the economy, just as happy about the direction of our country, and that it's okay to wave an American flag and say USA, USA, USA again? I mean, we're really talking about a far-left fringe, Alyssa Milano, Beto O'Rourke, Barack Obama sort of left that thinks that everything that's going on is bad, right? I mean, you know Democrats, you know Blue Dogs. I mean, these people actually quietly are going, I'm going to vote the way it is to keep it the way it is because things are going pretty well.
There's no question. I've seen that throughout the district and throughout the state as I've been talking to Texans, that they're really turned off by this sort of anti-American feel.
Yeah.
They know what the politics are behind it. We saw it, as I've mentioned, in the Kavanaugh hearings. And they're kind of retrenching a bit and saying, look, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. Importantly, Joe, you'll agree with this, I think. I believe that we've got an impressive moment and opportunity right now to reunify our country around our shared belief system that the federal government should be small and state governments and people empowered. If you want to unite our country again, then stop one-size-fits-all solutions from Washington. Let Texas be Texas. Let California be California so we won't be at each other's throats and de-escalate politics so you're not watching Meet the Press with bated breath about what Washington's going to do for us. Do what we do best in Texas. Live our own lives. And if we're not telling everybody what to do, then we won't be at each other's throats.
Yeah, you're actually suggesting there's a 10th Amendment that says we can do our own thing, too. Chip, I appreciate you. I appreciate your candidacy. I'm glad that you're the guy. And I think that when you get to the House of Representatives, and again, everybody listening and watching in this district need to go and vote. When you get there, I think that you're going to carry the torch very well for this district.
Well, Joe, thank you for that. Thank you for what you do. And your listeners, please do get your friends, show up to vote. Let's make sure we send a strong message. Let's not just win by a little. Let's win by a lot. And let's get busy in Washington doing what we said we would do and make this country great again.
All right, Chip, we appreciate it. We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Thanks, Joe.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Glad to have you here. Welcome to the program. Thanks. The Joe Pag Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, the newly redesigned joepags.com. You can go there for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Also, you'll see the live video stream for hours 1 and 3. We, of course, now are on Newsmax TV. Also, we've got new sections for parodies. You know, Carrie, people have been giving me hard to do. Put the parodies. Post the parody. I need the parody.
I know. They love those charities.
We've only got three up there right now I've just put this part of the website together. We've got the Flake one. We've got the Kavanaugh. I've got to put Avenatti on there. I've got to put some other ones on there. But we've done a lot of parodies just this year that I've got to make sure that I go and populate. True. So you can go check out parodies, my interviews, the monologues. All of it's right there. Also some articles that I've written. Go and check it out. JoePags.com, newly designed. Love to have you stop by. Lots going on a Free Speech Friday. We'll get right back to it in a second. Let me remind you about Blink. Blink, it's a system of motion-activated security cameras. If they pick something up, guess what happens? You get sent a notification on your device. I've got an iPhone. I get it on my iPhone. No matter where I'm at the gym, I can find out if somebody's trying to get into my house, the back door, the front door, you know, the garage, whatever. You can go and find all that out from this. It gives you peace of mind, this great security system. The point of having home security is to help alert you before somebody breaks into the house, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free. They set up in minutes and run on batteries that last up to 2 years, and it's really great. I set it up in no time at my house. You can do so as well. Because you listen to my program, here's the deal. Get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys charge, plus an extra 15% off. Just go to this website, blinkprotect.com/pags. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it's going to bring you peace of mind, as I said. HD quality video, night or day, great audio as well. All right, let me go to the phone lines on the remaining time we have this hour on a Free Speech Friday. We've got time for you. Let me say hello and welcome to Bill, who's online too. Hi, Bill. What's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Longtime listener, retired submarine sailor.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
I agree with probably 99%+ of what you're saying.
I like it.
Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
You talk about a lot about Robert Francis versus Ted.
Yeah.
And you know, last hour you talked about all this funding coming in from outside the state.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at or examined or questioned the 17th Amendment to the Constitution?
The 17th Amendment is the amendment that says two senators from each state and they'll serve six-year terms. So what do I need to examine about it?
Well, it dropped it down to the popular vote as opposed to the state legislatures
right.
voting for the senators. So what it did was in a sense, essentially like if we were to remove the Electoral College.
Right.
When we had the state legislature voting for the senators, then it was represented in the entire state. Every corner of the state was represented equally based on population centers and the delegates, if you will,
yeah.
that they have. And it would completely eliminate the entire campaign. It would completely eliminate all of this outside funding.
Well, I want to respectfully disagree with you, Bill, because actually this is exactly how the Electoral College works. In Texas, the electors vote as per the popular vote. The popular vote in Texas in each individual state decides how many Electoral College votes goes to the winner. It's exactly
right.
a popularity contest per state. So that's what it is for Senate. I mean,
right.
how would you break it down even further? I understand what you
well,
mean.
No, it's
not a, and I understand it's not a popular vote for the hold
state.
On, hold on, hold on. We can't both talk. I understand that
yes,
it's not
sir.
A popular
yeah.
vote for the entire nation, like because Hillary Clinton would have won. The Electoral College ensures that the popular vote of each individual state gives that state a voice in the election. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And all I was doing was comparing it to the Electoral College.
Yeah.
If in the state we had the state legislature, which is voted on and represented equally by the population of the state.
It is.
The representatives in the legislature voting for the senators.
Well,
that
see,
I would rather
I have a direct voice. Let's say that we send somebody to represent us, and you and I live in the same community, and we're not happy with the job he or she's doing. We still have a voice in making sure that the person that represents our state in the Senate, we still have a voice in that race. I kind of like it the way it is now. So you would change it to take our vote away from being able to put either O'Rourke or Cruz back into the job. You would actually trust our state legislature to do it.
Yes, I would, because our vote is towards a delegate. It's a representative republic as opposed to a democracy.
No, I agree with you. It's a representative republic, No, I agree with you, and I'm almost out of time, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but it's a representative republic in which we get to vote every 2 years on something. So, I mean, we're not giving up every right we have to take part in this representative republic, and I kind of like that we get to vote on the senators, but that's just me. Bill disagrees. Got to hit a break. We got to go on TV. We're back on Monday. We continue on radio.
This is the Joe Pags Show. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there, the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Friday, a Free Speech Friday.
Freedom.
Uh-huh. Say what? Bring it now. Take it up a notch. That, by the way, is Carrie Lockie. Carrie, what's going on? You good?
Ed, how are you?
Making it happen or what?
Yep, all day, every day.
You know, we redesigned that website, joepags.com, and it's a little bit disconcerting. Just popping it on myself, my head is really big on there now. So, again, it's simple. You know what people always complained about?
Just now.
It's just now. What the people always complained about is that they couldn't find the stream on the website. And again, if you're in the car, if you've got a radio nearby, I want you to listen on the radio. We love these stations. We want them to get, the numbers, the ratings, the ears. But if you can't get to a radio and you want to check it out, you go to joepags.com. We made it prominent now. My big fat head, Carrie's big fat head is up there right now, actually, that I'm looking at. So, yeah, we've
not
got
big
that.
Big nor fat.
Huge.
No.
Huge head. Lots of brains. I was giving you a compliment.
No.
So rude.
Really?
I was giving
I'm
you a compliment. You know what I think?
That wasn't a compliment. You can't Rickroll me.
I can Rickroll you anytime I want.
I'm in a new studio. Yes. I need my own Rickroll button.
No Rickroll button. You got a new studio. You didn't get an echo. You didn't get a Rickroll. You didn't get anything.
No, I know.
Nothing
to
the deal,
engineers.
Man. They really. You know
we'll
what we need?
Back on that next
you know what we need?
Week.
We need an equal rights amendment to get you the equal rights to have the buttons and the Rickroll
right.
and everything.
I'm with Alyssa.
Yeah, yeah. Get with Alyssa. She'll help you out with that. By the way, great in command. She was great in Commando. But go to JoePags.com, and the new features are the ones that you wanted. We actually did it for you. So the live stream is the top thing both on mobile and on your desktop or your laptop. You'll also see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all the links up top, how to listen live, how to watch live on Newsmax. You can go check out the sponsors. I mean, it's all right there. Scroll down, parodies, interviews, monologues. Again, we try to be there for you on the left-hand side. On a desktop, you see all the news stories we're covering today. Trump, jailed U.S. pastor headed home from Turkey. Turkey has recording of murdered Saudi journalist. Russia investigating rocket malfunction. Michael brings flooding across Florida, the Carolinas, and Virginia. We're on top of it. Those news stories from Carrie in the newsroom and the live stream brought to you. Look, we've got a wide-angle camera. You could see my entire head.
It's big, folks.
It's not easy. Not easy. So there you go. So make sure you stop by. Again, I did it for you, and I'm glad a lot of people seem to be going on. We've got like three times the people that would normally be watching a live stream watching today.
Awesome.
So I think
it's
they
working.
Find it easy. They find it easier. I want to start out with something off the beaten path because, Carrie, one thing that you and I will not argue about is that human beings need to eat.
This is true. Yes, we all do.
Can you say your standard line, please?
What's my standard line?
I believe you're right.
Oh, that's right. I believe you're right, Joe.
you were lit up on Twitter.
Sick again. Can I?
I've seen the tweet. I'm not going to retweet it or even comment on it on Twitter because there's no face. It's a fake name. It's a bot. It's some Russian Macedonian person trying to convince you to vote for somebody. I don't care what that person thinks. That person to me is illegitimate. If you want to be on Twitter, at least put a picture on there. You know what I mean? Don't just give
I
me some
you're
egghead.
Right, Joe.
And you know, him saying that you're oh, it makes me sick. No, other people then came to your defense, as you see, chocolate velvet voice.
I know. It was very, very nice. I really appreciate that.
The listeners are good people.
They
just don't understand why you don't look out for them and why you don't care.
That's
but
not
we
true.
All
I
do eat.
Care, and they know it.
I know that you believe I'm right that we do all eat. Now, I'm a guy who's for lower regulations, lower rules, lower control, less control from central government. That's the way I believe. Like, I believe if you're a proprietor of a business, you should be able to allow smoking if you want. Now, I don't smoke. I quit smoking in 1996. I don't smoke, don't care to smoke, not gonna smoke. And if you allow smoking in your business, guess what? I'm not going to go there. All right? But I truly believe that you, as a proprietor of that business, have the right to say smoking's allowed. Now, I believe the government should insist that you put a sign out front that says this is a smoking establishment or this is a non-smoking establishment. That makes sense to me. That's as far as the regulations should go. But all of these regulations in all of these cities now saying you can't smoke inside somewhere, I don't think that the city should have regulated that. Cigarettes are available at every corner store. If they're so bad, ban the sale of them. Oh, then there'll be a black market. I can't believe that you're saying ban a sale. No, what I'm saying is don't be a hypocrite. You've got a sin tax. You've got all the cessation programs paid for by cigarette companies, yet you're telling businesses you can't allow smoking. Again, if you offer a non-smoking environment, my family and I will go. If you offer a smoking environment, we won't. It should be the capitalistic way. It should be the free enterprise way. The market decides whether you survive or not. And if that business that allows for smoking is not surviving, perhaps they stop allowing smoking, and then they see if there's a change in their business. That's the way it should go. I don't want the government to regulate how much salt can be in my stuff. I don't want them to regulate how much trans fat can be in something. I don't want them to regulate anything as long as I'm informed. Does that make sense, Carrie?
Makes perfect sense.
So you go shopping for the family, or Mario does, whomever, and you're going to look at the labels because the government says you got to put on the label what's in the stuff. And yes, I'll take that much fat or I'll take that many carbs, that much sugar, whatever. And you make a conscious decision as the consumer what you're going to feed your family. I don't want the government to say you may not sell that stuff anymore. If I want to sell a bowl of fat and somebody wants to buy it, I should be allowed to.
I wouldn't buy it. But
how you doing? It's Joe Pag's bowl of fat. Come and get some of this. And just to top it off with a little flavor, put some bacon in it. So, you know what I mean? I mean, if people are buying it, I should have the right to sell it.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we're seeing in the United Kingdom, but we don't have a whole lot of time, so we should probably just say the UK. Carrie, can you abbreviate that even more?
There is a shorter way.
Is there?
I can. You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
UK.
Sorry?
UK.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm not saying
that. You are so angry on a Friday.
I'm just ready for the weekend.
So out of UK, there's a story about how overwhelming and over-regulatory the government there has become. And Carrie, I could be wrong, but the center of attraction in this story appears to be pizza and burgers and stuff. Help me out here.
It does, all the good stuff. Should I say this in my English accent? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, please. Yes. No, I insist.
From Breitbart.
I insist that you do now. You can't tease us like that. Now you have to.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, here we go. Restaurants and supermarkets have been told to shrink pizzas or remove toppings under drastic new government plans to calorie cap thousands of foods sold in the UK. Draft guidelines unveiled by Public Health England would see recommended calorie limits set for regularly consumed items, including sandwiches, cooking sauces, pies, soups, and processed meats, the Daily Telegraph reports. While the limits would not be mandatory under current plans, which are part of a package aimed at reducing childhood obesity, the government's warned it would likely legislate if businesses failed to fall into line, with Public Health Minister Steve Brine declaring the state was willing to do whatever it takes to keep children healthy and well in this country. The majority of pizzas and pies available at popular chain restaurants in Britain currently would fall afoul of the 928-calorie and 695-calorie limits outlined respectively in the guidelines, according to The Times, which named sizzling pubs, lentil, and parsnip cottage pie as a dish that would make the calorie cut demanded by the government. Some ministers, including the chief secretary of the Treasury, Liz Truss, have voiced opposition to the interventionist anti-free market drive to change the public's eating habits by the so-called Conservative Party, which recently brought in an unpopular sugar tax, at the likes of which researchers point out penalize the poor and have never reduced obesity anywhere. The Eustace D'Souza National Lead for Children at PAG highlighted figures showing the proportion of children leaving primary school classed as severely obese having risen to 4.2% from 3.2% in 2006-2007. And to insist, this shows why the government's taking drastic action. There are no grounds for complacency.
No. Mm. No. The government's going to put a limit on how many calories can be in a pizza?
Yes. No. But you can have a lentil and parsnip cottage pie. That does not sound good.
Whoever it is in England,
have a pizza.
That's suggesting I have what is it, a lentil and what?
A lentil and parsnip cottage pie.
I want them to kiss my arse. I'm not having a lentil and parsnip pie. What's the matter with these people?
Again,
why not just inform the consumer and say, look, this pizza has a billion calories. You still want to eat it? And then now we as free liberated people, human beings want to be free and liberated. Now we get to decide, am I going to have some of that or am I not? Now, look, and I have no problem with the government saying, hey, you know, to get into a healthy shape, you can do these exercises or eat this amount of calories per day. Don't tell somebody how many calories can be in a pizza. What the hell, dude?
Mm-hmm.
They have calorie police in the UK?
Yes, apparently so.
Wow.
Yes.
It's 888. No, I want to know what people think about this. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Or go to joepags.com, the live video stream there. Also, all the ways to contact us. Carrie, as somebody, I'm guessing you go shopping. Do you do more of the shopping in the house, or does he?
I do most of the shopping.
All right,
yes.
So I mean, you read the labels, right? Do you want them to limit how many calories are allowed to be in a pizza?
No, I'm going to do that. For my kids and for me. No, but I don't want anybody else doing that. Certainly not the government. No.
It's just another example of the lefty elite thinking that they're the smartest people in the room. It's just like the left here. They think that they should keep more of your money because they can spend it better than you can. Or they think they should tell you where to live, what to drive, what to wear, what job to have, how much money you should have in the bank. They think that they can tell you all of that. And I'm here to tell you that's not the way human beings are supposed to be. We're supposed to be free and liberated and able to make our own decisions. It's so strange to me. Your thoughts, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Thank you. All right, great to have you. Free Speech Friday, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Bottom of the hour, so that means in about 11 minutes, we'll have David Clark, former sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Sheriff Clark will come on. Of course, his book is called Cop Under Fire. Make sure you go and get that. Also, he's got a brand new website. The website is up and running, Carrie. It's americassheriff.com.
All right.
americassheriff.com. You can't beat that, can you? I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty catchy.
I think that's darn good. I'm glad that he's doing that. So make sure you stick around. We're going to talk specifically about Kanye West. Kanye West, of course, dared go to the White House and dared say that he was a fan of the president of the United States. And for some reason, people on the left had a problem with it. In fact, he was called I thought it was House Negro, but it wasn't. It was Token Negro by three black people on a panel on CNN. Now, I realize not many people watch CNN, so when they do something like this and it trends, that actually gives them eyeballs they otherwise wouldn't get. But it's to me, it's truly an attempt by the left to get people like Kanye back in line. How dare you step out? You get your ass back in the plantation and you do what we say. That's really what I see happening. So stick around. Bottom of the hour will be Sheriff David Clark, retired Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. We always appreciate his insight. Meantime, to the phone lines. What do you think people think about that food stuff in England?
I'm going to guess they hate it.
Okay, so we're gonna do that. First, though, I want to go to Massachusetts and Grant on line one. Grant, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
How you doing?
Living a dream, man.
Great. I was going to make a comment about the rights of Americans, parents versus children. But if you would like to talk about the food thing,
no, we can do whatever you called in about. I mean, it's a Free Speech Friday. Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, I have a 13-year-old son, and I just recently turned 13, and we're signing medical and healthcare documents. And they will not release papers to the schools, to various places, without my 13-year-old signing the papers.
What?
So now, for some reason, the this is in Massachusetts. I don't know if this is in other states. But for some reason, I do not have a right over my child at 13. He can barely make himself a slice of toast, okay? So here we have... I don't understand the control over this where I don't have a right over my own children.
Well, that is not the case here in Texas. I'm gonna jump in. That's not the case in Texas. It is clearly must be a state-by-state thing. I would get a hold of your local representative. I'd get a hold of your mayor. I'd get a hold of everybody you could and ask a very simple question. If I'm responsible for this person until he's 18, and you are, then why exactly would you need his signature on anything? He's not an adult. He can't sign a contract till he's 18. He can't legally do that. He can't buy a car till he's 18. He can't sign for an apartment till he's 18. Why would he have control over his own medical records when you're his dad?
Very, very, very weird. My wife couldn't believe it. So he didn't even know what he was doing. He had to sign the paper because we started new schools. And we changed doctors. He had to sign the papers. We had no control over the situation whatsoever.
That sounds nuts to me. I'm going to get with my friend Jeff Cooner, who's on WRK. I'm going to ask him what he knows about that. I am not an expert on Massachusetts law, but that's not a federal thing. That's not something that the president or the legislature can change. Clearly, Massachusetts made that decision for itself. Because, again, where I sit in Texas, it isn't like that.
That's good to know, because I was really concerned. I just thought, what are they doing, trying to control the kids? I mean, indoctrinate, even to vote, and the kids, I don't know what's going on. So
no, I mean, the child should not have the rights. You should have the rights, unless there's some abuse or something like that, but it doesn't sound like that's the situation at all.
Obviously.
Yeah. All right, well, Grant, I appreciate it. Stop with the fake accent. Open line now at 888-94-WHAT?
Really? How do you know that was fake?
Because I asked you to do the accent, and Grant thought he would call in and fake an accent.
No.
You know how I knew? Because it was half Australian, half English. Pick one, Grant.
Well, Wow, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that was not a fake accent. He just sounded like he was high. But no, can you imagine?
Wow.
What? He sounded like a proper English accent. It was a British accent, but he was definitely hitting the ganja a little bit.
He was high. I don't believe that. No.
Daddy Hub Pags. I'm telling you. No, Grant rocks. And I got to tell you, that opens my eyes a lot about what's going on in Massachusetts. And I'm sorry that he's facing that. I will ask my friend Jeff Cooner what the story is. How exactly would it be in a state in the United States of America where I know that you're responsible for your child till he's 18, that you'd have to get him to sign a release to allow a school to see his medical records? What the beep?
I've never heard of that. Wow, that's wild.
Legitimately doesn't make any sense, does it?
It does not.
You think that was a real accent, though?
I'm going to say yes.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah.
888-941-PAGS. Let me go to Mike is in Apple Valley in California. Mike, what do you think about that food stuff, the food police in England?
I think they're completely insane. Two things, okay? If they make a little smaller pizza with less calories, they just buy two.
Can you imagine that? It's exactly right. Listen, let me stop you. When they did that stupid rule in New York about how much sugar you could have in your drink, I'm like, can I buy 10 sodas or not? They're like, well, yes, but you can only, because they said you could have a sugary drink, but it can't be more than 16 ounces. So I can buy 4 16-ounce drinks if I want, but I can't have one 64-ounce. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and the second part, they're going to generate more trash, more plastic, more wrapping, because a little bit bigger pizza would take less of that type of stuff than two little pieces.
Yeah, Mike, I think that you make it. Listen, he makes a perfect point. Carrie, if I go to the pizza place and say, look, I'm looking to do about 1,800 calories tonight, and they're like, well, this pizza only has 600. Let me have three of them. Why can't I do that?
You can. These rules make no sense.
It's like they talked McDonald's into not supersizing anything anymore. Well, can I go to McDonald's and buy three Big Macs? Yes. Can I shove them all down my face? Yep. Well, then why did you stop supersizing? I probably would have had less calories then, you doofus. By the way, back in the day when I used to hit McDonald's almost every day and I used to supersize, and it's been 20 years, I absolutely would get a Diet Coke to go along with it just to save the calories.
Dude, that makes no sense either.
It doesn't. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Free Speech Friday edition coming back after this with Sheriff David Clark. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back Sheriff David Clark, retired Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Great friend of mine and a friend of this nation. In fact, America's sheriff. How are you, Sheriff?
I'm doing fantastic, Joe. Thanks for asking.
The website is back up and running. It is americassheriff.com. It's appropriate. I'm glad you got that URL, americassheriff.com. Go read everything he writes. Go get some merchandise. Go buy the books. Cop Under Fire. It's a great book that I urge you to go and get right now. Sheriff, let's talk about Kanye West. Kanye West, the guy that I'm not that familiar with. I know the song Gold Digger. Jamie Foxx does a really good Ray Charles in that song. He's married to Kim Kardashian. He said Bush hated black people, and he took the microphone away from Taylor Swift. That's it. That's what I know about Kanye West. But suddenly, he's the biggest thing trending every day, and he appears to be on our side, Sheriff. He appears to get that it's actually okay to support a president that's doing good stuff. Talk to me about what you think when you see Kanye West in the White House.
Well, he brings star power. There's no doubt about that. Kudos to the President of the United States, who is reaching out and trying to increase his support of Black America. We need ambassadors. So, he makes a good one. Candace Owens makes a good one. There were others before them. Larry Elder, for example. Myself, for example, before it was cool to get behind conservatives and to get behind Trump. I was in from the beginning. But the more the merrier. So I'm good to see that. Passes the optics. It's very good. But what I need to see now is to have this thing turn into an agenda, because you can't just say be a one-trick pony and say that Democrats exploit black people. I mean, black people have known that for a long time, but they've had no place else to turn.
Right.
So they're not going to turn automatically to voting GOP or voting for conservatives. We need an agenda. Black people want to know, what are you going to do to improve the situation in America? And I don't mean like with handouts and stuff, but yeah. Here's what's important to black people. Better schools. We got a lot of black kids shackled to failing urban public schools. It's not a good thing. So we need help there. Better jobs. Look, the president has improved the job prospects for black Americans. Black American unemployment at its lowest recorded rate in history. New black startups up 400%. That's a start. But we need to build off of that. Lower crime. Crime is decimating these areas where black people live. So that's what I mean when I say we need an agenda to put forth. And I'm hoping that Kanye West has the wherewithal, if you will, to help build an agenda and then communicate that agenda through a narrative. Right now, all he seems to be pushing is criminal justice reform. That's too narrow for the black community. We're as diverse in our needs and want as any demographic in America. It's not just about going light on criminals.
Yeah, it's Sheriff David Clark, retired Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Get his book, Cop Under Fire, and americassheriff.com is his website. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It was interesting yesterday, Sheriff. I've got a guy named Tracy who calls my show, and he has for about 10 years. He's a black guy, lives in Katy, Texas, which is on the outskirts of Texas, or of Houston. And he calls in all the time, and he's always against what I'm saying, no matter what it is. And he called in yesterday to give me a litany of why Kanye's full of it, and it didn't mean anything, and he's stupid, and he's actually embarrassing to black Americans. And the simple question that I asked him was, Tracy, tell me exactly what it is he said that embarrassed you. Was it that he wants lower crime in Chicago? Was it that he wants jobs and not prison cells for people who live in Chicago? Was it that he wanted fathers to actually be part of their sons' lives? What part was it? And Sheriff, there was silence for a second, which is hard to do to Tracy. I think a lot of black folks knee-jerk react and say, I need to be against what he's doing because he's standing by that president. If they actually shut up and listen for a second, they might get it, right?
Well, look, Tracy didn't come up with that on his own. That's the narrative. That's the talking point from the left,
yeah.
From the plantation owners, as you say. Kanye had the nerve to wander off the plantation. I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this is the heat you're going to get. This is the hate you're going to get. I still get it on a daily basis, but I don't care about that. One of the other dangers is if you make it about people, they could destroy the movement very easily by taking out its leaders. So we can't make this just about Kanye West, just about David Clark, just about Candace Owens. We have to make this about a lot of people, which is why I like it. I said the more the merrier, but at the same time, we have to develop an agenda. We have to have the vocabulary to be able to articulate that agenda in the black community,
yeah.
Not in front of the TV camera, in the black community at ground level. That's what black people want to hear, the issues that are important to them. That's what will make them say, you know what, this other party isn't doing anything for us. This party over here looks interesting. Let me give them a chance. That's what they did to Donald Trump after he said, hey, give me a chance. What do you got to lose?
americassheriff.com. Go and get his book, Cop Under Fire. It's former Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, retired. Is it going to take more people like you and the others that you mentioned? And here's the reason why I ask this, and I make this comparison all the time because I think it's valid. Tiger Woods playing golf at a very high level, the best golfer in the world for a long time, actually told young black kids in the inner city, I too can play professional golf, or I too can play golf. Is it going to take more people actually seeing black folks like you and others in the community saying, look, you don't have to be here. You don't have to think this has to be your life. Yes, you can get out of the slums or the projects or the ghetto. Is it going to take that? Because it seems to be that all of us, when we're little, we're impressionable by these mentors and these idols that we have. If you're idolizing the guy driving the BMW with the gold teeth in his mouth and who's selling the drugs in the corner, you want to grow up and be that guy. If you're idolizing David Clark, you want to be a very different guy.
Sure, we need a plurality, and that's one of the things that's been lacking, a plurality of voices, which is why I said that's the value of Kanye West. We need different segments of this community. Look, black people are no different than anybody else in that we're visual creatures. We want to see. That's our strongest sense, is our eyes. We want to see that these things are possible. That was the hope with the election of President Barack Obama,
yeah.
For black people. That, yeah, you know what? America has moved on. America's going to give us opportunities, but then Barack Obama squandered it. So a guy like Tiger Woods, yeah, pretty good role model, you know, in terms of responsibility. You know, he's raising his kids. I know his marriage fell apart, but, you know, it's not a perfect world.
Yeah.
But he didn't abandon his kids over that. And then he has a responsibility being in that position, like myself, like Conway West, Kanye, I keep calling him Conway, right. Kanye West, and others to, you know, to preach, so to speak, to develop that narrative and encourage these people, encourage these young people in these ghettos that life can be different, but it starts with you. It starts with you taking control. It starts with you making better lifestyle choices. That's what Tiger Woods was talking about. But then again, you know, it's going to get shot down. You know, Tiger's a sellout. Clark's a sellout. West is a sellout. We're all sellouts. No, we're not. We want to help people. This is not about us. Tiger Woods made it. Tiger Woods is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Look, I made it to the top of my profession. I'm doing pretty good in life.
Yeah.
Kanye West developed this music thing, and he, this isn't about us. We know that. This is about people who are aspiring, people who need a positive message, people who need real hope, not that false hope that Obama brought. And so, like I said, we have a responsibility that goes along with this. The more the merrier.
It is Sheriff David Clark, americassheriff.com. Get his book, Cop Under Fire. It's a really important read, and I want you to go check it out. What's interesting is you have you and as you said, Larry Elder and Candace Owens and Kanye now. You've got people who are loud voices who happen to be black Americans who understand traditional American values and are trying to bring that to the next generation. On the flip side, you've got idiots like Don Lemon and a panel of losers on CNN actually daring to call Kanye West a house Negro. Is that their way to try to get him back on the plantation? What do they hope to achieve by saying something so disgusting?
They hope to diminish his brand, to diminish his profile, to slam it like that. They did the same thing to me. It doesn't work. It really doesn't. You have to stay strong, and it'll be interesting to see if Kanye will stay strong or will he start drifting back toward the other side and record sales start falling off if the Hollywood industry starts to shun him and he doesn't get invited to the parties and whatnot. It'll be interesting to see if he hangs on. But I hope he does because, you know, I hope he's thinking like me. This isn't about us anymore.
Yeah.
It isn't about the invites he gets to the red carpet affairs and how many records he sells. It's not about that. It's about helping other people. And he thrust himself into this. Good for him. But he's an ambassador now. And with that comes responsibility. So he's got to be careful because what they're waiting for on the left is they're waiting for him to misstep. You know, he said a couple things that sounded a little clumsy. You know, it's just mentioned about abolishing the 13th Amendment. I know what he meant. Most people did. He misspoke.
Right.
But that's why you have to develop that vocabulary so that they don't seize on those opportunities. But this is what they do. They go out, they get Don Lemon, who's a buffoon, by the way, and I chopped him up.
You did.
Metaphorically speaking, on national TV during the convention.
Yep.
But they go out, they get Jay-Z, and they get others. They get Donna Brazile, for heaven's sakes. You know, I met her, and I had a very nice conversation with her. She gets it. She knows this is a sham by the Democrats and by the left, but she didn't have the courage to step away from
yeah.
it. So they go out and get surrogates like them to do the hunt, to go out, get this runaway slave, because that's how they term it. I'm not terming it that.
Yeah.
Get this runaway slave, bring him back to the plantation, deliver a good beating so that not only does he know, but others who saw this go, oh, man, I don't want that to happen to me. And that's what used to literally happen to runaway slaves when they were captured,
yeah.
brought back and beaten in front of the other slaves so that they wouldn't try this. And that's why you got to stand strong. I got a lot of scarring, a lot of scar tissue from what the left has done to me over the last 10 years I've been involved in this movement. I was strongly behind George W. Bush when it wasn't popular to be.
Right.
And you know, endorsed him in his election and was involved in things for him in the conservative movement. See, I didn't make it about George W. Bush. I made it about conservatism, and I made it about the conservative movement. We have to keep focused on the movement and not so much on people.
I'm just about out of time. One more quick question for Sheriff David Clark, americassheriff.com. Go there. Also get his book, Cop Under Fire, a very important read. And go follow him on Twitter just to make Jack angry. I know they haven't let you get to a million yet, but we're still pushing as hard as we can. The other day, I lost a whole bunch of followers. You probably did, too. We'll talk about that next time. I just think that they're purging people out of our accounts. Having said that, do you believe the number, that 36% support now from the African-American community for Donald Trump?
You know, I have no reason not to believe it. But the thing is, we don't know how that it's going to translate into votes.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have people say they support. It's another thing to have them go out and actually pull a lever for the other side. I think we'll find out a lot in the midterms. You know, Donald Trump, President Trump is not on the agenda, but his policies are.
Yeah.
His successes. I saw a number the other day, I think it was this morning, you know, 239 or so successes during his short tenure as president of the United States. That's phenomenal. That's outstanding. It's going to take time. So these folks that are, you know, involved in this that are new, like Kanye and Candace, got to be patient with this. You know, this walkaway movement, okay, that's a movement and that's a message, but they can't expect success overnight because you're talking about decades. You're talking about a half a century of black people voting Democrat. You're not going to flip that in one or two elections.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's americasheriff.com. Get his book. It's called Cop Under Fire, Sheriff David Clark, retired, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thanks a million, Sheriff. We appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you, Joe. Thank you.
Back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
To have you, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com, completely redesigned website, go check it out. I think you'll like it. I'll be populating it through the weekend with some more parodies and some stuff like that. I just put up there what I had available as we were redesigning it, and you'll see parodies and interviews and monologues and all sorts of fun stuff. The live stream is evident right at the top of the website, either on mobile or on your laptop or desktop. Much easier to get to. Just click on the arrow and you're watching it. And we've had probably two or three times the number of people that we've had on before on the live stream. So people are getting it and they're checking it out. That's a cool thing. All right, let me tell you about Blink. Imagine the panic that swept over a dad as he was working late when he got an alert on his smartphone. His Blink motion-activated security camera picked something up. He opens the Blink app. He viewed a video. It was a man peering through his kitchen window. Called 911, alerts his wife, preventing situations like this is exactly what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system, right, is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wireless. They set up in minutes. I set it up myself. We got Blink at the house. And runs on batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. So here's the deal. Get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys are going to charge you, plus an extra 15% off because you listen to my program. BlinkProtect.com/Pags. 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 Blink is an Amazon company. Get this system in your home. I've got it in mine. Carrie, are we surprised by that news story or not?
No, I'm not.
I mean,
are you? Come on now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Napola, you're not doing Roseanne in your pop culture, are you?
Don't ever say that. No.
He's such a dirty-minded guy. He just is. I mean, he's so mild-mannered that nobody believes it. It doesn't matter what you say. It's going to go there. Carrie, if you can, give us that story.
Yes. From The Blaze, executives at ABC are concerned that Roseanne's spinoff, The Conners, will flop without its former star and creator, Roseanne Barr, at the show's helm. According to a Thursday report in the Daily Mail, the two senior ABC executives said that firing Barr was a knee-jerk reaction by ABC's network president and that the notion of firing Barr as opposed to suspending her wasn't a well-considered decision. We didn't think it through properly, the sources told Daily Mail TV. What Roseanne did was wrong, but we shouldn't have rushed to fire her. And the sources added it was almost a knee-jerk reaction by Ben Sherwood and Channing Dungey, who should have launched an investigation. The notion of launching an investigation, according to sources, would have provided executives a larger window of time to listen to the public, advertisers, and cast members in order to determine the best course of action. ABC canceled the Roseanne revival in May after Barr tweeted what many consider to be a racist remark about former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett.
I mean, they're just now figuring out that this spinoff is going to suck. Why don't they get smart? Why don't they not air? Have they started air? Because I won't be watching it. It's not on yet, is it?
No, I think it starts next. I think it's next week. It's in a few days.
So maybe they float this trial balloon. Then they say, well, you know, people are reacting pretty well to this. Maybe we'll never air the episode where we kill her off of her own show.
Yeah.
And maybe they go back to the drawing board and say, you know.
I just don't think how it's going to work.
You know what I mean? I mean,
How can you have, I know they're not calling it, but it is the Roseanne show without Roseanne.
Right. Now, what's his face?
That's gonna work.
John Goodman was on some late night show the other day being interviewed. He said, yeah, it's not the same. It doesn't feel right. It feels very strange. So, I mean, maybe they're starting to little by little put it out there in the public and see what our reaction's going to be. ABC, let me make this as clear as I can. Our reaction is, if you're going to have Roseanne or the cast of Roseanne, you have to have her on the show.
Yeah,
reprimand her, suspend her, fine her, whatever the hell you want to do because of a stupid tweet. But if you're going to continue that show, she's got to be on it. You know, it's not too late. You haven't started this new thing yet. What are they going to call it, the Connors?
The Connors, yeah. I am going to tune in maybe next week just to see how they're going to work.
Not one episode. I don't care.
I just don't see it.
Not giving them my rating. Not going to do it. But I can respect that you're going to.
Okay.
Bye. Bip. Bip.
Dirty pop.
All right, Paula, what's going on?
So have you seen that, I guess, President Trump has been using Prince's music at some of his rallies?
I did not see that.
And I don't understand why he would be playing Purple Rain, of all songs, at a rally, because I would think it would want to be something more positive and uplifting.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, but Prince's estate has, I guess, asked the president to stop playing his music at the rallies. They said they've never given permission to President Trump or the White House, and they would appreciate if he would cease all use immediately.
Guess what the president's not going to do? He's not going to stop using it.
Cease.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. All right, got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. I'm back for the weekend tomorrow for Carrie, Polo, and Sam. We'll see you later.
This is the Joe Pags Show.